Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So developments out of Racine, the correct result was achieved, but the explanation is sad and pathetic. Here's what happened. The Racine district attorney issued a decision saying that she had no jurisdiction to criminally charge the Wisconsin Election Commission. And that is because the sheriff in Racine County, has continually shot his mouth off in uniform, saying that he thinks the Wisconsin Election Commission are felons because they permitted elderly residents in Racine County in assisted living facilities to vote when the ballots were mailed to them instead of brought to them physically by agents of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Now, let me unpack that and let me unpack what the DA did. This is a foundation of the big lie of the Trump myth. Trump lost this election badly because he was a bad president and he was in cahoots with Vladimir Putin. That's the reason he lost this election. But there was a rule that said that for assisted living people, you send in agents from, it could be an election commission, whatever, bringing them the ballots. They fill out the ballots, and then these people take them back and file them or take them to the clerk's office. During COVID, nobody could go into one of these old age homes. How many videos did you see before vaccines of wives going up to the window to see their husbands inside and couldn't go in and had to kiss them through the window? Husbands going up, couldn't see their wives, having to kiss her through the window. Children holding up newly born grandkids for their grandparents in the assisted living facility. Nobody could get in. So the Wisconsin Election Commission, 6-0, all three Republicans, Democrats said, we'll mail them in. They let the mailman in. Then these people can fill it out and mail it back. And they did that. And there weren't 21,000 of them, which was the margin that Biden beat Trump. And as many of them were Republicans as Democrats, but that was very reasonable. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld it, and the U.S. Supreme Court wouldn't do anything about it. The Republicans complained after they lost the election. Now, this character, this Racine sheriff, says that it was a felony for the Elections Commission to permit that because they should not have exercised their discretion that way. And he has shot his mouth off, and he has managed to rile up the base, and he does it in uniform. Now, he scared the Racine DA. She's afraid of the Trump base. So what she said was very clever. She said, I have no jurisdiction. Gee, I wish I did. No jurisdiction. But it's terrible what they did. And by the way, the sheriff doesn't want all six of the Wisconsin Election Commission prosecuted as felons. He only wants five of them, even though all six voted for it. Because one of them, Bob Spindell, was a fraudulent Trump elector, a fake elector. So therefore, he was a good guy in the sheriff's opinion. Now, let me say something about the sheriff right now. There are two things that should be done. Somebody on the Wisconsin Election Commission should sue him for libel, for defamation. He said they're felons. He's lying. Sue him and get damages. Get damages from him personally. Secondly, somebody, the attorney general, should go to court and get an injunction and say, you have a First Amendment right when you're not in uniform. You don't get to swagger around in an authoritarian manner in uniform and lie like this. So if you say it again when you're in uniform, that is criminal contempt and we'll put you in jail. How about that? Secondly, for this Racine DA, what she should have said is, forget jurisdiction. This is absurd. We are not in the business of having law enforcement with authoritarian instincts somehow prosecuting their superiors, the civilian government, the way it's set up, because they didn't like the result. So bug off. No, we're not doing it. It was stupid. Don't do it again. No, she didn't say that. She didn't say that because the Trump base in Racine County she's afraid of. So she chirped. She goes, well, I don't have jurisdiction. I wish I had jurisdiction. Somebody should look at it. Somebody should look at it. The clown sheriff then said, well, I'm going to go to other DAs and I'm going to go to the attorney general. Well, good luck. He's not going to get anywhere at the attorney general. But is he going to find a rural DA somewhere who figures, well, he'd like to be in Congress someday? So he is going to charge three Democrats and two Republicans who wouldn't serve as fake electors. If the clown does that, will the various clown Republican judges above him on the courts of appeals and the Supreme Court go along? Actually, I doubt it. I doubt that, but I could be surprised. At some point, does somebody file a federal action? Judges who are not elected, as the DA in Racine is, as the sheriff in Racine is, and as judges are, and put a stop to this. This is a violation of due process. That kind of a criminal prosecution of the people running this state who are not military, they are not law enforcement, and you don't get to get a clown in a uniform saying that anybody, whether it's the governor, the attorney general, the Wisconsin Election Commission, or anyone else, should somehow be prosecuted. The remedy here, you call somebody a felon, Jack, you back that up. You back that up. Somebody should sue him for defamation for saying that. And the alternative, or at the same time, somebody should bring an injunction action and saying you do not get to say authoritarian things like that and challenge the legitimate authority in the state when you're in uniform. This is not Europe in the 1930s. We are not going to put up with this. And that DA, I mean, here's the other thing. Where is a law enforcement, a good, tough law enforcement officer in Racine to run against this guy for sheriff next time? Test this out. I do not believe, I can't believe, that the majority of people in Racine County go along with this. And quite frankly, this DA came to the right decision. She's not crazy. If that DA tried to, that would be a frivolous prosecution. If she had, or if any prosecutor prosecuted for crimes, the Wisconsin Election Commission, for 6-0, voting to mail ballots to old folks when you couldn't get to them, otherwise they wouldn't have voted. If they did that, I think that should be brought to the state bar for discipline. Unfortunately, the state bar reports to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The three Republicans on that Supreme Court are lockstep Trump. They went along. They even voted not to certify Joe Biden after they were proven that he won by 21,000 votes. It would come to Hagedorn again. This is how thin this democracy is in our state. This is a state of Fighting Bob LaFalla, of Bill Proxmire, Pat Lucey, of Les Aspin. How did these clowns get into power? You have to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant. But that is the report out of Racine County. The good news, no prosecution there. The bad news, the sheriff's going to go around trying to gin up a prosecutor, and he's got to be stopped. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina. Good.